This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name is Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. We're looking ahead to an event taking place in Patreksfjörður at the end of this week, a blues festival that's taking place, and one with quite an interesting story behind it. I'm with Guðni, who is in charge, I guess?
We used to be three, but now we are two, me and Gestur Rapsson, which is, lives in Patreksfjörður. I live in Hafnarfjörður.
Yes, we were having a conversation today. Yeah. And so why that's happening is one of the things I want to ask you. So let's talk about this festival. Yeah. The name of it is?
Blues Milli Fjells og Fjöru, which means like blues between mountain and sea.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. We just were trying to find a name for something that was like different than all others. And it is.
Yes, I think it is. So your father-in-law, who I think passed away this year, was behind this. He was a big fan of the blues. He lived in Patreksfjörður. Yeah. He was really the seed for this.
Yeah. Palle Hauks, my father-in-law, he was like an interesting character. He was like this industrial bull digger. He used to work for many companies in the Westfjord. He was originally like from Reykjavik, but he moved in the 70s, I think, to the Westfjords. And he wanted something like to do between, well summer and Christmas. There's nothing in the Westfjord. There was nothing. The kids were gone. School was started. And there was nothing. So he was looking for something to do. And he connected with an artist in Reykjavik, who was called Tholi, who was his friend. And we got her for the first festival. And he, obviously, I was his father and his son-in-law, so he wanted to get me in. I was in printing, so I did the posters and did the advertising for the Facebook and everything. And then we got this other guy called Gestur, who was like the finals guy. And he's like, so we were like the Beatles without Ringo. But we can say Ringo came on later on, that we have this guy who comes and is like, his name is Tóti Tindi. He's like one of the guys with the technician for the music and for the, all I would say, equipment to make the festival. So we were three. Now we're two, but we have a lot of good people and got good company behind us who help us make things happen.
Well, I want to talk about the festival and what's coming up at the end of the week, but I'm interested that it's happening at all because my partner, he's a huge fan of the blues, but doesn't think that the blues really exist in Iceland. There are lots of other musical types and genres that do, but is blues music being made and performed in Iceland?
Yeah. I think the funny thing is about blues is, I mean, we have this other festival in Reykjavik, which is on the east, around Easter.
Yeah.
And that was like our, they're like our, I would say, big family, like something we looked up to. But this is like, we're just helping, making the blues more like interact. But basically the blues is in so many music, from from Muddy Waters to Rolling Stones to whatever today, Kaleo is blues, really blues band. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of I would say blues is basic. It's good and it's like for everybody.
Yes. No, you can definitely hear it in pretty much all modern rock music, can't you? For sure. Yeah. So what's going to happen then in Patreksfjörður? Who do you have performing?
We have Icelandic groups. We have Rúnar F, which is country blues, and then we have Beggi Smári. He was been playing a lot of here in Reykjavik. Mm-hmm. He is from the north, but he is living in Reykjavik and plays like a blues. And then we have Gildran, who have been going on for 40 years. They are like the cleanest Clearwater of Iceland. they're good. They're amazing. We have had part of that group before, but now we're having the group as Gildran, and they have like crazy songs. And also we have like a, what we Icelanders say is something in the deep band is we have a little unknown band on Saturday, which is going to bring like some secret element.
Okay.
Yeah. So we always have something, but I think the vision of my father-in-law was to have, it's a concert.
Yes.
I mean, the people who live in the Vestfjords were Vikings. They like to party hard, but
yes.
There was a different kind of mood my father-in-law was going for. It was like more like relaxed and more enjoying, and it's more about big bands. It's more about like good music. Mm-hmm. It's not like almost all cover, but we have also like original, like we have had through the years. We were lucky to have most of the cream from the Icelandic music,
yeah.
Like Mugison, Kaukau, you name it. It's been there.
Mm.
And we're always looking forward to see what's up next.
Yes.
And every festival, when we started, we've said, we can't top this.
Can't top it.
But we did every year. I've gone home with a goosebump just thinking about how can I top this year? It's always been. It's so nice.
It sounds like it's a big event and it's well respected by the musicians, but by the audiences too.
Yeah. Obviously, the market group is like, I would say over 40, but we would like everybody to come and listen to it. I mean, I've been taking my youngest for 10 years or something. From he's 15 years today, I've taken him with me and. And my family is all involved, so...
And it's a beautiful place to be, Patro. It's a wonderful time. Magnificent new pool there as well. The pool is quite new. It's a great place to be. So not that you need an excuse to be in Patro, but there's a lot happening this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Also, the Vestfjords are... At that time, you know, you have the berries, you have the autumn colours. I admit the weathers can be bluesy.
What is bluesy weather?
I would say similar rain, not rain, but you know, 10 degrees.
But Icelandic summer.
Icelandic summer, But the magic, it's you can get the Northern Lights and everything. I mean, we had American Karen Lovely came over like 3-4 years ago. It's American who's played in Iceland and then played for us.
Mm-hmm.
And she got to experience the Northern Lights like no other. And after show, we went out and she was just, what are those? expect to see much. And also we have like you said, great swimming pools, great natural pools around. The nature is amazing. And the silence, when you lived in a countryside, you respect the silence as well as the music.
And what you were saying there about artists coming over and enjoying Iceland and being blown away by it, I love when that happens because it happens with authors and with musicians and various other performers and athletes as well who come to Iceland and they have an experience that goes beyond the thing that they came to do.
And we tried to give everybody like a sense of what the Vestfjords are about. We obviously get a lot of support from all the like the companies and the people itself. It just by showing up, it's a support. And through the years, we've been lucky enough to it's allowed us to grow, and we can add on. We have been adding on like making the venue better, making more like lights and everything. We are growing as well there as is in the music. My music is like fantastic.
What is the venue?
The venue is Félagsheimili Patisarar, which is a rather big house. It was for the in the old time it was like the main ball it's built for weekend. And that thing is like it fits up to 600-700 people. It's really big.
Mm-hmm.
But we dark it out, we put up drapers, and we make it like, so the music is like... The
music matters.
Matters, yeah.
Yeah.
And also we, I think the experience of going to a venue, and you have space, you have chair, you can get beverage, and you can have like your friends around,
yeah, yeah.
And you don't need to be cramped up in some small place.
Yes,
it's like better experience, and also going to some place in the Westfjords and just living with the like the people of the town.
Mm.
An experience in the blues.
The last chance to really let your hair down before we enter that long period between now and Christmas,
yeah.
With all the town festivals over, with Culture Night over here in Reykjavik. This is all happening, as I say, at the weekend. I'm going to put up a link to details so people can see what is happening. But I'll put you on the spot here, actually. Do you want to select a piece of music from one of the acts that we'll be playing that we could maybe play in on the show?
Yera Koma with Gildrun is like a bluesy song. It's not known, but it's good, and it tells you, come to Patrick, come to that blues meeting here with Fjörður and have some fun.
Gudni, thanks very much. Best of luck.
Thanks.
It's Roof English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
Thank you.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.